now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I bid you welcome. I'm also known, of course, as Pastor Roland, good old Pastor Roland. And I'm soon to be known as, or I am known as, or will soon be known as, Chaplain Roland. And I think that's very fitting. Let me talk about what I do here and how it may be of great benefit to you. First of all, some basics. My name is Roland. I've been on the air for over 21 years. And my message has always been the same. I say that love and understanding are the answers to all of our problems, physical, mental, emotional. Love and understanding. You know that. In your heart, you know that that's true. And so what is it that causes us to lose love and understanding? Well, the biggest thing of all is resentment. Resentment is the biggest reason why we lose love. See, resentment blocks love. Literally, resentment is the opposite of love. And when you are resentful, you can't love. When you are resentful, you can't love. You cannot love. Because it blocks love and it takes you away from love. And what is it that takes us away from understanding? What do I mean by understanding? I mean, have you ever known perhaps you can remember when you were a little child, and some people were picking on you, or they were giving you a hard time, an unnecessarily hard time. Or they accused you of something that you honestly and truly hadn't done. Or they were blaming you. They were dumping on you. But there was somebody that had understanding. Maybe it was a good grandpa or good grandma. Maybe it was a good older brother. Or perhaps it was a good teacher or coach. And they looked at you with concern. They didn't feel sorry for you. They weren't consoling you, but they understood. And nothing had to be said. You didn't even have to say anything, and they didn't have to say anything. It was the look in their eye. I'll never forget, when I was a young man in my early 20s, I had to have my tonsils taken out. And I went to a doctor, a very, very nice doctor. His name was Dr. Kilk. You know, we're talking almost 40 years ago now. Dr. Kilk. And when I first met him, he was the specialist in, you know, eye, ear, nose, and throat. I had never met him before. I was referred to him by the internist or general practitioner. When I went to see Dr. Kilk, he got one of these little round stools with wheels on it, and he pulled it over in front of me, and he had on one of these old-fashioned mirrors on his forehead like doctors used to wear a long time ago. And he sat in front of me there. He pulled up real close, and with his elbows kind of on his knees, and he looked at me, and he says, "Now, Roland, what's wrong?" But the look in his eye was so full of, well, love, understanding, kindness, concern. And a lot of healing takes place. All you have to do is see that. See, some people, they don't see that very often. Some people have never seen it. All you have to do is see that, and then you know that love exists. You know that goodness exists. You know that kindness exists. But the point I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is that's what you need. You need love, and you need to understand. I said that love goes out the window when we resent and form judgments against people. And now I'm going to talk about what makes understanding go away, so that perhaps you can see how you can get understanding back. I'll be right back. You have issues, mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues. And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, from the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office, then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is Pastor Roland. You can call me Chaplain Roland if you like. We're talking about love and understanding and how they repair, they fix whatever ails us, whatever ails you. Love and understanding. Now let me say, before I forget, see, I could go on and on for hours about this, but I want to keep it very simple. So before I forget, what you need is love and understanding. And I'm going to make a point here that I want you to remember. If you need to go to the archives and listen to this again and again until it finally sinks in, feel free to do so. Because it's that important. Here's my point. You need love and you need understanding. You don't have love for yourself. What happens when you make a mistake? What do? You hate yourself. You dump on yourself. When other people make mistakes, you judge them harshly. You become angry at them, and then you become angry at yourself. See? And what about your body when your body is causing you, has some problems? One of your joints, or your back, or one of your organs. Do you have love for it? Do you have understanding for it? Or do you resent it? Do you get angry at it? Do you become impatient with your own body? Do you become impatient with your own self? See, patience is a facet of love and understanding. It also goes away when you are resentful. Well, you need love. You need love. You need understanding. You're going to have to find it within. See, the ultimate source of love and understanding, the ultimate source of love and understanding is our Creator. Now, I'm sure you've heard a lot of talk about God and about Jesus. A lot of talk. You may have even read some things, studied some things, gone to some services. You may have said that you gave your life to him, and so on and so forth. But perhaps something is still missing. Something is still missing. Or you've heard talk about him, but it's just talk. And you resent it. You resent it when people lord it over you and act better than, you know, like goody two-shoes. Or when people tell you how to straighten your life out. You'd like to figure it out for yourself. You're just like kids. They say, let me do it, let me do it. Well, that's a very good impulse. We'd like to figure things out for ourselves. Now, just imagine if you had love and understanding, if you had it. Then you could not only figure things out for yourselves, you could see a solution. And you could be patient with yourself. And you would have love that would be a healing balm for you. You see? Balm, B-A-L-M. You know, like the old song, there is a balm in Gilead. Balm is like a nice, it's something healing. You know, like when you have a sore elbow or something and you get a real nice ice pack or something and put it on. It feels good. Or a heat pack, a nice heat pack, or some nice ointment to put on it, a healing ointment. That's what love would be. Okay? Now, you need it. Now, you need to find it within. You need to find your Creator. You need to find God. I can help you. I have a very beautiful meditation that helps you to de-stress, helps you to get out of your daydreaming, helps you to get out of your worrying. See? Because when you find God and you find His love and understanding, it's like light. It's like light. It comes from within. And it's warmth and light. You know how light is both light and warmth at the same time? Well, that's what you need. And you need it from God. And you don't need it from other people. Now, other people can help you a little bit. They can give you something to eat. They can, you know, the good can look at you and take care of your, you know, what, you know, your broken arm or, you know, some little medicine to help you with this and that. And a good counselor, you know, can give you some advice, maybe some coping strategies. It's very, you know, somebody can give you some training and go to class or to a technical, they can give you some training. So you can have a skill for work. People can do a lot of things. They can give you some food. They can hear what you have to say. See, and even offer a little advice, or they can give you a pat on the back or a hug. You know, that's fine. That's fine. But ultimately, you'll need to find the love of your Creator, because that's the ultimate fix. Still, is the love of your Creator. You need to find a rapport with God within. But the problem is, now here's the problem, that is that you have resented other people. See, God wants us to, what does it say in the Bible? It says, they asked Christ, what is the most important commandment? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. So you love God and then you love others. Or you love God and don't resent others. See, love God, don't resent others. That's the key. But we do resent others, and we've resented them because we've looked to them for help. We look to them for guidance. They failed us. Your dad failed you. Other people have failed you. They betrayed you. They pretended to know when they really didn't know. They pretended to care when they really didn't care. See, I could go down the long list. I don't need to. All I need to say is that you have resented other people. You looked to them for love. They didn't have it. See, but nobody had it for them either. They hadn't found it. They hadn't found a rapport with their Creator. That's why you must forgive them. See, they don't have it. They don't have it either. So they're just lost sheep, just like you are. So don't hate them. See, that's the secret. Don't hate them. Don't hate them. Don't resent them. Okay? And don't resent yourself either. And if you drop resentment, then you can receive God's love. See? From within. It'll spring within. You'll feel a warmth flooding your being, light flooding your mind from your Creator. All for the simple thing of doing what He asked you to do, which is don't hate other people. Don't resent them. Let drop your grudge against them. I shall be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chaplain Roland. Okay? Now, I've always resisted the appellation or the little chaplain a little bit. And the reason why I have resisted it is because the idea of chaplain connotes someone who comes when there's a crisis. The chaplain is there and he or she is supportive. Supportive, can say a prayer, can offer a few words. And they're just kind of there for you, which is nice. It's very nice. But see, I've always known that more is needed. More is needed. And if you talk about a pastor, well, a pastor is what? A shepherd. Pastor, I like the term pastor better because a pastor leads you. Leads you to what? Leads you to God. See? So I like that. But I think the ultimate pastor, the ultimate chaplain is Chaplain Jesus and Pastor God. See, those are the ultimate. That's what you need. Chaplain Jesus and Pastor God. And so my prayer, my hope, these words will awaken you. See, awaken you from your slumber, from your daydreams, and temporarily pull you out of your worries and doubts and fears. See, now we talked about understanding. I said you need understanding. See, if you had understanding, you'd be able to see where your problems are coming from. You'd be able to see what you did wrong. See, a lot of times we don't know what we did wrong. You don't know. Just like, look, didn't I just tell you about resentment? Or maybe you didn't know that. You didn't realize just how harmful resentment is. You didn't know it cuts you off from love. You didn't know it cuts you off from God. Well, now you know. See? And you didn't know that other people hadn't found it either. See, other people can be so clever at appearing to have found something, know something. You didn't know that they're like the Wizard of Oz, you know, behind the curtain, putting on an act. But inside, they're kind of empty too. They haven't found it. So that's why you mustn't hate them. Now that you know that, now you don't have an excuse to hate them anymore. See? All right. So now let's talk about understanding. What takes away understanding? Oh, and faith, of course. You need faith too. But let's talk about understanding. What takes it away? Well, resentment does. See, you can't have understanding when you're resentful. The next time you're resentful, I want you to be aware. I want you to become aware that you are resentful. The time you get really resentful, doesn't matter what it is. It could be at another person. It could be at yourself. You know, you're playing some basketball with your friends, and all you need to do is sink the free throw, and your team wins, and you miss. See? And you get really resentful at yourself. Down on yourself. See? Well, the next time you're resentful, notice how you have no understanding. See? For anyone, including yourself. And if some people try to console you, or someone tries to say something cheerful to cheer you up, you can't accept it. You cannot accept good when you're resentful. So resentment cuts you off from understanding. See? Now I want to mention one more very, 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 very important thing about understanding after this message. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Load your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back. Chaplain Roland, you're a friend. I am a friend. Remember the song, You Have a Friend? You have a friend. Well, you have a friend. I'm your friend. Because I'm telling you the truth and I don't want anything from you. Sure, you can, you know, listen to my program and then go get the meditation at my website and read some of my books and benefit so much that you end up giving a little something to help keep me on the air, since I don't work for anybody. I need some help. And sure, you could do that, but otherwise you could come and benefit from what I do and I wouldn't even know it. See, I don't want anything from you. I'm just telling you the truth. So I'm your friend. Okay. Now, here's a very important thing I want to tell you about before we run out of time, and that is this. That is this. Remember I said you need love and understanding. I talked a lot about love. I said resentment cuts you off from love, but you need love. You need patience for yourself, for your body, for your mind, for yourself, for other people. But you also need understanding so you can see where you've erred, and you can see positive solutions. Okay, then you can say, oh, now I see where I was wrong. See, that's what you need. And you need understanding for other people, especially for your wife and or your spouse, your husband, your kids. You need understanding for your kids. Okay, now, here's another thing that blocks understanding, and that is getting lost in thinking, daydreaming. The minute you're lost in thinking, worrying, daydreaming, trying to figure things out, or lost in study. See, here's another part of this tape. You need to listen to it again and again and again until it sinks in. When you are lost in thinking, it separates you from understanding. See, God is where thoughts are not. Understanding is where thoughts are not. It doesn't mean that we can't have thoughts. See, I have thoughts. I have words. Right now I'm using words, see, which come somehow out of my mouth and from my intellect. But they flow from understanding. See, first I have understanding, then the understanding collates the words and the thoughts, and then good things come out. See, but what you do is you bypass understanding by just getting lost in thinking, lost in worrying, lost in daydreaming, reliving the past, planning for the future, pipe dreams, and all these things. See? All kinds of fantasies of love and hate and daydreaming. So if you want to begin to find understanding again, the first thing you need to do is to get out of your daydreams. Get out of them. Out of your daydreams. And the way you do that is when you begin daydreaming, then step back. See that you were lost in daydreaming and you're no longer lost in daydreaming. Get out of worrying. Get out of fantasizing. See? Fantasies of love and hate. These fantasies get us in a lot of trouble, don't they? They do. and get out of those fantasies. Okay? Now, of course, so what do you do? Well, there's two things you can do. Number one, just get out of your fantasies and daydreamings and do something. See? Even if you have to watch TV or listen to the radio or find something that engages your conscious attention. Get out of the fantasy. Get out of the daydream. Put the radio on. Listen to something that gets your conscious attention. Go to work. Do something. Do something. Okay? And that's a good first step. But what you also need is to meditation technique. You really, really need the meditation technique.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, here I am, ladies and gentlemen. Get the meditation technique. It'll teach you. It'll teach you how to become aware of two parts of your body at the same time, like aware of your hands and aware of your forehead at the same time. Aware of your hand, aware of your forehead at the same time. It'll help you to distance yourself from those fantasies and from those daydreams. It'll give you a nice sense of calm detachment. Get the little meditation. It's free. You can go to commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Or you can go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. Until next time, this is Chaplain Roland saying adieu.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.